Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is sponsored by fine people like Rob Eben.
This is Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast. Come with me, the Idol Race. What's that song all about?
In June 1969, Come With Me was the last single released by The Idol Race. It became the first track on the band's self-titled second album. In the January of 2013 issue of Goldmine, Jeff Lynne said,
"As a pop song with a memorable tune, Come With Me is a pretty good one."
In the 1994 issue number 18 of ELO fanzine Face the Music, Idol Race drummer Roger Spencer said,
"I think Jeff was much more aware of arrangements than perhaps the rest of us. He knew when to change key and so on. He made a few mistakes, but progressively he got better and better. There were some great songs on that second album. Come With Me is George Harrison's favorite Idol Race track, you know. I like it. I like the sentiment."
On the October 25th, 2015 episode of My Planet Rocks, Jeff Lynne said,
"Well, I used to write really wacky ones with the Idol Race, you know, that very strange songs. I suppose one I liked was called Come With Me, and that was on the second album we did. So I like that one. The rest of them, they're pretty good, but they're more like George Formby."
New Musical Express wrote in July 26, 1969,
"A tremendously catchy Jeff Lynne song. A toe-tapping beat with just a suggestion of good time wowing guitars. A la-la chorus you can all join in. And above all, some magnificent harmonies from the Idol Race. Would be an instant hit for an already established group, but these boys will need the plugs."
The song did not make the charts.
Oh, come on!
I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And I'm Eric Winsenson.
And before we get into it, we got to clear something up here. We're a couple of idiots. I know that should be obvious. But last week, we were laying into Phillips about their bottomless pit of incompetency for Idol Race singles. The Idol Race was with Liberty, not Phillips.
Oh, boy.
I thought last week when I said Phillips, I was like, that doesn't sound right. But just go with it.
I think I just went with it because I didn't hear.
Yeah. Another thing. Are we going to treat this as a single or the first track from the next album?
I was going to ask you that because it's both. This came out right before the album did, didn't it?
From what I've seen, the single came out in June, the album came out in September. So if it had come out a month, maybe a couple weeks before, I'd say this is an early release of the single from the new album. But 3 months is kind of a big gap from the first single to the album release. Because it was the same sort of thing with Skeleton in the Roundabout. The single was released like months before the birthday party, and it was the first track on the birthday party. But we didn't cover it as part of the birthday party album. We covered it as its own single.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to consider it the next single, this and the flip side, and then get into the album.
I'm a little bit skittish, because Days of Broken Arrows, the released single, the alternative version was much, much better. Then that B-side, Worn Red Carpet, you liked it, I didn't. So I'm kind of worried. Did the Idol Race blow all their great stuff on that first album and the singles that came before that? And now we're going to get fumes. So I listened to it. First time I'd ever heard it. And it is pretty friggin' great. I loved it right from the start. It still had that music hall sound, but without the psychedelic part added to it. Because I could see this being played in a 1920s club or something. Especially when it breaks down into the ooh-wah, ooh-wahs. Which, by the way, I think this shows that the Move fed off the Idol Race and the Idol Race fed off the Move, kind of a circular feeding off of thing. Because the Move does that ooh-wah, ooh-wah thing in Blackberry Way. The Idol Race does it here in this song. But they both lifted it from Nilsson.
Ooh-wah, ooh-wah.
Apparently, Nilsson is the feast at the buffet, and everybody comes up and takes a piece off of him to chew up and use in their songs. I freaking love it. I could listen to this thing 1,000 times a day for the rest of my life and never get tired of it.
Well, what got me on this is Jeff Lynne getting to fully produce and arrange and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're actually looking for some root of ELO, before ELO, there's this song.
Yeah.
It sounds almost like an ELO song.
It really does.
Vocally, production-wise, it sounds like an early go at an ELO song. I think he's multi-tracked his vocals a bit on here, and he's done a few other things. There's still a little bit of that 1960s psychedelic thing pops in and out here. But, yeah, this could have fit on probably, I mean, it would have been a better song than most of the stuff on their first three albums. So, it could have fit there. It could have even fit with a little bit more of his production as a better song on an album that shall remain nameless, so we don't dig that whole controversy up again.
It's Out of the Blue, the ELO album.
I mean, he redid Do Ya with ELO, so could have dragged this one back out and gave it the full treatment with Lewis Clark and everything.
Yeah, I can kind of see this fitting on a new world record.
Yeah, that one I'll name. Yeah, I really was surprised because I wasn't expecting Days of Broken Arrows again. I was expecting more of a Move style song, actually. I was expecting something that wasn't as heavily produced as this is. It still gets me then, why in the world was he using that vocal style on the early ELO albums when this vocal style was already established with Idle Race?
Yeah, and I love his voice on this. I love Jeff Lynne's voice, except maybe some of that screaming, shredding his voice stuff on those first couple albums.
Yeah, and he hit some really high notes towards the end of the song, and I was like, oh, where'd that come from?
Yeah, during the song, and I thought, I mean, no pun intended, that's a pretty ballsy move to just jump right into that high Four Seasons kind of thing.
The ooh-wah-ooh-wah part is the only part that annoyed me a little. Simply not because of he's doing it, but it sounded like this is here because I ran out of words and can't be bothered to write anymore.
Or like The Move, it's a reference, hey, we all like Nilsson too, so we're going to borrow from one of his songs, just like The Move did. And
it doesn't sound like the other Idle Race stuff that we've heard so far. It sounds like it's a complete departure, and if you want a precursor to ELO, here you go.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it finally is after all these songs and everything.
The lyrics? I mean, you know, just come with me, and, you know, we'll be together and all that stuff. And then there's one part where he goes, I'll sing to you all the songs that we knew. That's not true. Don't be blue, they're for you.
I'll sing to you all the songs that we knew. That's not true. Don't be blue, they're for you.
Which I thought was kind of funny, because it's like, I'll sing all those songs for you. No, I won't. Psych. No, don't be sad or anything. I'm just goofing around. But they're still for you. I got kind of a giggle out of that. There is something here about, well, the last two songs. They tripped off future Roy Wood songs. And it wasn't like the whole song was, oh, well, that's that Roy Wood song. It was like the first note or the first couple of notes, the way it started. Last week, Worn Red Carpet kind of tripped off Roy Wood's Bangle Jig, which came out in 73, early 70s, I think. And it was just the presentation, just happened to hit the right notes. And it was the same thing with this. This one tripped off Main Street by Roy Wood and Wizard. But just that first beginning. Who's to say if it was on purpose or if Roy Wood said, you know, I still like Jeff Lynne, and I liked what he did with a couple of those Idle Race songs, so I'm going to crib it for at least the start to get me going.
Yeah, I just enjoyed the whole thing. I don't know anything else to say really on it. It's just really a good single, and Liberty actually released it.
And they got the title right, too.
And they got the right song to release, released the right side of the record.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, everybody was going, this is going to be a big hit. This is going to be a big hit. And
no.
No.
Yeah, it was the last Idle Race single. And I can understand why Jeff Lynne thought, this ain't going nowhere. Roy wants me to join his band that is having number one singles, and except for maybe one or two, all of their singles are making the charts. So I'm going to have to go over and join the move, because high praise is great and everything, but words don't pay the bills. Selling records does.
Yes, words don't pay the bills. Patreon does. PayPal does. Suitcase of Cash does.
Yes.
We don't ask questions.
Yes. I'm listening to the show on Podbean because every listen is adds to the ad revenue, and we get, so far we've gotten about $10 a month out of that, which I have to split with Eric and Lisa and Karen and me, so. But okay. If we can get 40,000 listens a day, that would help us out a lot.
Got something to say about? Come with me, then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375. Call now.
Hi, I am Eric Winsenson.
And Eric has his own podcast. You know that big album an act had? Either the huge seller that broke them to a wider audience, or a world-famous act that became even worlder-famouser after the release of a massive-selling album. This podcast isn't about them. What came next, is about the records that came after the multi-bajillion seller. Each episode is packed with facts about the bands and their records from noted musicologist Eric Winsenson.
Hi, I am Eric Winsenson.
So do a quick Google search and listen to What Came Next, with Eric Winsenson.
We're the bright spot on your dial. If you listen, you'll wear a smile.
For the very best music and up-to-date news, we're the station to choose.
Hey everybody, it's another original ELO-y sounding song from Al Findlay.
Music Radio, WABC.
Oh,
That's pretty good.
Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com and we'll read and reply to it on the show. Keep up to date by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. Subscribe to our YouTube page, the Electric Light Orchestra Podcast Channel, to hear other goodies. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/elopod or PayPal using the podcast's email address, or send a check or money order to P.O. Box 1932, Superior, Arizona 85173. Next week, Sea of Dreams.